Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Balance Blonde podcast, Soul on Fire. I'm your host, Jordan Younger, and today we've got some good special guests on the show. Today we have my parents, Byron and Jane Younger, as our guests. I think we established that my mom has been on about 4 times and my dad has been on 2x. And you guys love both of them. My dad is famous on my Instagram stories. When we're walking around Brentwood, when we're at Erewhon, when we're at the farmer's market, people come up to him and say, "Are you Byron? Are you the Balance Blonde's dad?" And then they see me and they're like, "Oh my God, I didn't even recognize you." So that's my dad for you. And my mom is such a special person. Everybody loves her online too. She has an incredible fashion sense. She's Dirty Martinis and Skinny Jeans on Instagram. And she used to have a blog, but we need to get that back up and running. So my parents were much requested guests to come back on the show. And originally I wanted to do it because they both got really sick in the winter with coronavirus. And it was a pretty intense time. We were not able to see each other for months. And I think a lot of you guys know, we live in the same building. We see my parents all the time, but they were at their house in Sacramento and we didn't see them for Thanksgiving or Christmas or New Year's or anything. We celebrated a belated Christmas in the middle of January, which was our first time reunited. So this episode is a little bit about how they healed and everything that we're doing with them to detox their body and keep them strong. And we also get into so many questions that you guys had about raising such a spiritual daughter, asking them if I was always spiritual, which was actually really fun for me to have that conversation and learn, especially from their perspective, and talk about their own spiritual journeys and everything that has rubbed off on them, from the plant-based lifestyle to human design to astrology and so much more, plant medicine, awakening, mediumship. We asked them all the questions and I referred to so many of the questions that you guys sent in on Instagram. So thank you so much for doing that. And it's just fun. I love how excited you guys get to hear from my parents and I love having them on. It's such an easy conversation and I always learn so much from them. So before we dive into the episode, first things first, I have a free gift for anyone who rates and reviews the podcast on iTunes and sends me a screenshot to jordan@thebalancewand.com. I will enter you into this week's big wellness giveaway. And I will also send you my Soul on Fire yoga ebook for free to thank you so much for doing that. And also, before we get into this conversation, I would love to thank today's sponsor, which is a brand new sponsor of the show, Pure Synergy. I have been taking this brand's products for a while now, and I'm obsessed. I know that you guys will be too. So just to give you a little bit of background information in a nutshell, Pure Synergy is your resource for organic, sustainable wellness. They provide the most pure and potent vitamins and superfoods, as well as herbal extracts made with organic ingredients without any chemical additives, fillers, or solvents. With Pure Synergy products, you'll feel so good about what you're putting into your body and also how it impacts the planet, which we need both to be TBB approved, and they're very TBB approved. Pure Synergy believes that everyone deserves to be well in body, mind, and spirit, a holistic health philosophy, and they want to empower all of us to stay well because wellness is ours, which I love. That is definitely my mission here at The Balance Blonde. So I want to tell you about a couple of my favorite products that I have been trying. And like I said, they don't use any fillers or synthetic ingredients. They use no natural flavors, sweeteners, artificial flavors, or unnatural preservatives. They use a very natural process. So all of their vitamins are whole food based and fermented. So they're absorbed just like food. So if you have absorption issues, these are definitely for you. And all of their products are manufactured in their award-winning wind-powered certified organic facility in Utah. So they make everything themselves, which means they have a very personal, hands-on approach, which I love. Okay, so now on to some of the products that I'm obsessed with. I love their focused formulas like the cell protector, enzyme protector, and stress remedy. I also love their immune health. And I also love that it's so easy to take. I just take it with my breakfast in the morning and it has been super supportive to my healing. It's super supportive to my body. They have tons of other products. They have matcha powder. They have echinacea, turmeric extract, ginger extract, which I love. They have barley grass powder, which I'm obsessed with. I have been swearing by barley grass juice powder in my smoothies for years. So if I had to recommend my top favorite product, I would say the barley grass juice powder. Put it in your smoothies. It's so good. I like to make a smoothie with bananas, blueberries, almond butter, oat milk, and some barley grass juice powder. It's been my favorite for a long time. In the summer, I like to put mango in those smoothies as well. So we have a special deal for you with Pure Synergy that I'm so excited for you to try. And that is the code BLONDE20 at checkout for 20% off your purchase. That is BLONDE20 at checkout for 20% off of your purchase. And you can purchase at thesynergycompany.com. And the link is in the show notes. You can also find them on my Instagram stories. I'm so obsessed with this brand, so I know that you will love. Tag me on your Instagram stories when you try. And without further ado, thank you to this brand new sponsor. And let's head into this episode with the famous Jane and Byron Younger. All right. Welcome to the podcast, you two.
Thank you.
Welcome back, I should say. You've both been on how many times? 3 or 4 times each?
No.
What? Twice?
Once.
Twice, I think.
You guys came on together.
Oh, we did?
At one time.
I came on once by myself.
You came on once by yourself, which everybody loved that episode a lot about your life story.
Life story, yeah. Kind of boring, but
so you don't need to repeat that this time.
It wasn't boring at all. You've had a very interesting life. And then you've been on more often. You were my second guest.
Yeah. Did I come on again though?
Yeah. You came on to talk about me having Lyme.
Twice alone and once with Dad. Yeah.
I think so. So welcome back.
Thank you.
Everybody loves hearing more about you guys. And everybody had a lot of questions for you both.
Oh, cool.
I know. So let's just start with now. It's late February and you both had a very crazy winter season. So tell us about why it was so crazy and different.
Well, we both got COVID the week before Thanksgiving and basically were sick until mid-January.
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
Oh my God. And what was that experience like? Tell us from the very beginning, what was it like to, we'll share your ages.
Okay.
So you're 66.
I'm 66.
And Daddy is
74.
So these are not people that we want to get sick with COVID.
Right. Well, we both got it the same day and
along with our other friends.
Some of our friends, we all got it.
How did you get it?
We got it while we were getting our hair done. We got it, we think, from our hairdresser. We both had an appointment, say, Wednesday, and by Saturday, we were sick. And Sunday, we got tested, and we tested positive. And, you know, at that time, I thought, okay, you know, 2 weeks, but it turned into 6 weeks or 7 weeks of really not feeling good, but at the same time, still fortunate we never had to be hospitalized or gotten to that position of having trouble breathing or anything, but just coughing, achy, tired, no energy, low-grade fever, and it just hung on and hung on and hung on.
Yeah. I mean, it's the first time I've ever felt vulnerable because I thought, you know, there's no way, you know, if we got COVID that it would last that long. It would just be like having the flu for, you know, a few days and you'd pop back, because I always thought that, you know, we're in good condition and healthy, and so it wouldn't be as big a deal as it was. So I think for your audience. It's something that you don't want to get.
Definitely.
And
it's definitely worse if you're older and you have other health problems, but I have learned that it can hit anyone, even the healthiest, right, youngest person also. So
that's so true.
Scary. And yeah, I found it to be scary, the whole experience. I was very anxious the whole time, just like, is this going to take a bigger turn for the worse? What's going on? Are we going to be long haulers, or why aren't we getting better? It was stressful. It's different than other illnesses. And there's so much unknown about it and so many conflicting reports and information that it was scary is the word.
Yeah, I know. And it was crazy because, like you said, you got it a few days before Thanksgiving. So we weren't able to spend Thanksgiving together. And then we thought, okay, well, at least we have Christmas and our whole family will be together. You guys will be healthy and we can come take care of you and stuff if you needed us to. And then Christmas, you were still really sick. None of us could see each other. First and only Christmas in my life that I wasn't with you guys at all, which was really sad.
Yeah,
even Missy
mentioned that, you know, that it was the first time ever.
Not only did she mention it, she sobbed, and so did I sob about it for weeks, which Missy, for everyone listening, is my sister, my dad's daughter, my mom's stepdaughter, but, you know, basically your daughter as well. And we luckily got to be together, her and I and her kids and Jonathan and Jeff, but so sad. We were not pleased with being separated from you guys and how sick you guys were. It was really scary.
Yeah, it was depressing.
It was very depressing. Thanksgiving and Christmas were extremely depressing. And New Year's.
And New Year's. I know. And where was I when you first got COVID? And then when I called and found out that you were sick?
You were tripping on ayahuasca.
That's something we're going to get into.
So I couldn't get a hold of you. Well, I was able to get a hold of you later that night that we were diagnosed. But
oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you were doing that. So I think when I popped up and said, Dad and I both tested positive for COVID, and given that you were coming down from ayahuasca, I think you were stunned and shocked.
I thought it was a joke. I thought it was an alternate reality. I was like, this isn't happening. This is not happening. I had just come from a consciousness where sickness didn't exist. And I was with 20 people from all over the world. And we were deep in this place where, okay, sickness doesn't exist in this consciousness. We're going to bring this back to our families, our friends. We're going home for Thanksgiving. We got on the road, called you, and you answered and you sounded pissed. And I was like, oh, shit. She's mad that we've been doing ayahuasca in the forest and that we stayed later than she thought we would because it was like 9 p.m. And you just sounded so mad that I just kept talking and saying it was such a good experience. It was the best experience I've had yet. It was by far the most positive and nothing scary happened. And we didn't even get sick. And you're like, Dad and I have COVID. And I was like, wait.
Yeah. Please bring us some tea. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, don't drive to Sacramento.
Yes. That was the other thing. You were supposed to be coming.
Well, we were all supposed to go to Tahoe together, which was, we will do in June. That was all very sad. So the good news is you're healthy now. Mm-hmm. A lot of people in the Balanced Bond community, we're sending you guys good energy and healing energy. And
that was so nice.
Every day.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I get messages from people asking how your health is now, especially people who are closer to your age, because I think they realize that it actually is a severe, and it can be scary. Well, actually, every age realizes it. But I notice with my listeners who are closer to your age, they're very interested in you guys. So what helped you heal? And then what helped you like keep your immunity up since then?
Well, we immediately started taking everything I could get my hands on. You know, I just kept Googling it and it was just zinc and vitamin C and elderberry and vitamin B12 and We were relentless about it. I was every 5 minutes taking something or gargling tincture. Or taking a tincture. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you have to fight through it. You have to stay active. You just can't, you know, you feel like you just want to lay down flat and not move, but you have to move. You have to walk. You have to get up and do, you know, otherwise I think it just gets worse, you know.
But at the same time, you have to make sure you really are resting also.
Yeah, well, you're resting more than you want to because you're sleeping more than ever. I mean, it was like we weren't waking up in the morning till 9:30, you know. So
which for you is very unusual.
Yeah, I mean, when you're used to getting up at 6:30 and you're sleeping till 9:30, you're wondering, well, geez, and then you're taking a nap during the day because you're tired. And so it's just different experience. We were very fortunate because we didn't have to go to the hospital or, you know, those kinds of things. So yeah, this is the last place you want to be.
Definitely. We were so happy that you guys never had to go into the hospital. Although you had a shitty doctor, we can say, who wouldn't help you at all.
We didn't have a doctor, basically. So that made it scarier.
Well, they don't know what to do. They don't want you coming into the office. And so they tell you, well, if you can't breathe, go to emergency. And of course, emergency is the last place you want to be hanging out.
Right.
You know,
so.
There weren't any beds or anything anyway. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So
the other symptom that I had that was hurting me, but then once I realized it, I reversed it, was that I had zero appetite. I mean, zero. So I was not eating nearly enough. And that was really contributing to me not getting better. So as soon as I really thought about that and started force feeding myself, basically, I saw an improvement.
That's good.
Yeah.
So which of you healed faster?
Oh, geez.
It was pretty close. Our symptoms were a little different. His cough
had a bad
lingered
cough,
longer
so it
than
was,
anything.
Yeah,
but is that gone?
Yeah. I mean, once in a while, I can still feel a little remnants of it. But yeah, basically, it's gone. But it lasted a long time, you know. And of course, I had pneumonia when I was a child. So you probably have scar tissue on the lungs from that. So it just affects my chest. Even when I get a cold normally, you know, I have a bad cough, but this was miserable cough, you know, and you couldn't walk around without coughing. You couldn't sit down and do any kind of work without coughing. It was just like lay down and be still, which is crazy.
It is crazy. So what would be your tips for anybody who, hopefully people listening aren't catching it now.
Yeah,
I feel
right,
now we're coming out of hopefully this crazy time. But what are your tips for anybody then who's healing from something like COVID?
Tips, I mean, you know, plenty of rest and moving around, doing exercise, you know, walking, raising your arms, making sure you're practice deep breathing if you can without coughing your
guts
out.
We were doing
out,
that. We
you know.
Were taking deep breaths and trying to hold our breath as long as we could.
Remember Jonathan would be like, get off the phone with your mom. You don't want her using her energy. And then he would grab the phone and hang up. And I'd be like, thanks a lot. It was probably the least I've talked to you ever.
Right.
Ever. And the longest that I hadn't seen you guys in a really long time. So that
everybody, I mean, including you, were reaching out a lot, but it was the last thing I wanted to do was talk on the phone.
So now that you guys have found healing and you're in a good place, you're eating very plant-based, and everybody wants to know about how is that going?
Well, we're not totally eating plant-based.
No, you're not as plant-based as I would want you to be, but you're leaning toward more.
A lot more than
Beyond
we ever
meat,
did.
You know, using that instead of ground beef and things of that nature. Yeah. And trying to eat more vegetables, of course. But I still like to stay balanced, you know. Little meat now and then doesn't hurt you, you know.
Fish, depending on who you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see about
that. I've poisoned myself for 74 years, so why change now? You know? I'm still alive.
You love to say that, but don't you want to make things even better?
Yeah, but how much better can they be?
Well, that being sick did make me super aware of wanting to work on my health and really try to be healthier, and just gave me a new appreciation for health, and very grateful to have recovered. And I really have made a vow to myself to try to be a healthier version of myself, even though I think we did pretty good. We're definitely trying to do better.
Yeah, no, we did very well. And I don't think that, you know, the cause of the virus was due to our health.
I don't think so
either. Fortunately, we were very healthy, mm-hmm. so we got through it rather easily compared to how it could have been.
True. Yes. That's true. And now you're both seeing Dr. Song, my Chinese medicine doctor.
Yes, we are.
Which we're really excited about, to get you on all the right supplements and get your immune system boosted. So that is good.
Definitely. Want to keep that immune system up.
Up high.
Yes.
So that brings me to, that's your first Eastern medicine experience that I can think of, right?
Yes. Yes.
And so you went for the first time last week. Daddy will go for the first time in 2 days.
Thursday. Yes.
We'll give a little update when I do the intro. But that brings me to a question that everybody has, which is, I, your daughter, I'm such a spiritual person. I'm so into Eastern medicine and alternative healing. What is that like for you guys? What was your initial reaction, I guess, to me in my spiritual quest?
Well, it's different, you know, for me. You're kind of out there, you know, in the universe.
And so exactly.
It took a while to get used to, because I would like roll my eyes and think, yeah, you're half crazy, but you know.
I am.
I do believe in Eastern medicine. I think that here in the United States, you know, our health system's gotten to where, you know, all the doctor does is check you out and give you some pills, you know, and doesn't take it much further, unfortunately, in most cases for the masses. So going to other alternatives, I think, is been good for you, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
I've learned a ton from you. Everything. I've learned so much from you in the past few years, and the past year probably in particular, about plant medicine, Eastern medicine, I mean, veganism, you name it, aliens, Pleiadians. And I think I was, you know, very slow at first to understand and to catch on. And I'm still trying to catch up. But you've opened my eyes so much to possibilities of what's out there that I was never on my radar. I had not a clue about most of this stuff. So it's been fun to learn from you.
It is fun. You made a really good point not that long ago, a few months ago, and I had some kind of solo episode all about Pleiadians and channeling. And you said, well, you loved the episode. You're like, that was great. And I'm so happy that you brought your listeners / family and friends along in a really slow pace over the last 4 or 5 years with my awakening, because it wasn't like I just woke up and started channeling aliens. It was over the course of time.
Yes, definitely. I mean, you brought yourself along slow.
Right. I didn't. Too. I just talked about it as I started witnessing all these things.
Right. But that first time, I mean, you came up with the word. You didn't come up with the word. First time I ever heard the word Pleiadian and all that, I was baffled.
We were thinking maybe you were an alien, you know.
I think I am. I think I am. So what did you think, Daddy, the first time that I started talking about aliens?
I mean, I'm not a believer. And so it was like, I thought you were crazy, but you know, you were just out there, you mm-hmm. know. And, you know, so it took a while for you to develop into different areas. And you know, when you're fighting everyday pain or whatever you're going through like you are, then it's I mean, I understand you're searching, you're constantly searching, you're constantly trying different things, you want to feel better. And so I can understand it, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's really true. I know I was thinking about that. Well, I think about it constantly, but just how people who aren't sick the way that I am or the way that many people are with chronic illness, there's just no way to understand the depths of what we've seen and felt and experienced and what it takes to really keep living, honestly. I know I couldn't go back to just not believing anything was out there and just whatever, we're just on this planet for whatever reason, I don't care. That's how I used to feel.
Yeah.
And now, no, I could never get through what I've had to go through every single day and continue to go through.
You would be a different person. Completely.
Yeah, who would I be? Where would I be? I have no idea.
We all would. It just took you in a completely new direction.
When I was sick with COVID, I would reflect on, you know, I'd never been sick for 6-7 weeks like we were. And so I reflected on you a lot of how it would be to be that way every day, not feeling well, yeah, and how tough that would really be and how you have to dig deep to, you know, march on.
Yes, we definitely talked about that and had an even greater appreciation than we already did.
Yeah, because in the beginning, you know, when you're complaining all the time, my stomach hurts or this hurts or that hurts, you know, we're like rolling our eyes, you know, kind of like, okay, yeah. You know, like my mother used to say, get up, go to school, you'll feel better.
Exactly.
You know,
I mean, kind of
attitude, yeah.
I know, but I mean, you guys have heard it from me my entire life. So what did you think back then? Were you just like, is there something wrong with her?
It's all in your head, you know?
Is that what you thought?
You had a really bad stomach.
Which I inherited from daddy.
Well, but you were...
And you have your stomach.
You've had a bad stomach from the day you were born, you know?
I know.
I mean, really.
Just you and your whole side of the family.
Yes.
I pass on good genes.
I know.
Makes you tougher.
When we were in the kitchen on Christmas, quote unquote Christmas, the belated Christmas that we did in mid-January, and Missy was talking about her stomach issues and Christian and me and you, I was like, you know, you're in a room with our family and our genetics
your
when
people.
Everybody's like, which probiotic works the best again, Jordan? And oh my God, what's the digestive enzyme that helps with this? And it's true.
Yeah. You can thank your dad for that.
I know. So of all the kind of spiritual things that I've shared with you guys and that you've picked up over the years, what do you actually like believe in the most, or what's something that maybe has influenced your life?
I mean, just this is very general, but you've just opened my eyes to possibilities. Like, I used to be closed off to it, like, well, no way, there's no this or there's no that. And now I just say, who's to say? And maybe there really is this and that. And there's just so much more than I was aware of. There's just so much more possibility. I can't even say one thing in particular, but I'm just open to the possibility of more.
Yeah, it's very important to believe, and you believe, and the mind is a healer, you know, so the mind can help heal you as long as you believe it. So that's very important. And so you've searched out there because of being sick every day. And so I think that helps you, you know, I think it would help anybody, you know. You can't give up. You have to fight. You know,
definitely.
So you, like in your case, you're constantly looking and trying different things to make it better.
Mm-hmm. What do you think has helped me the most?
Maybe the way you eat, plant-based, salt, oil, sugar-free has been a major factor. I think it's probably a combination of everything. And you've
literally
done
everything.
Everything. And who knows exactly what, but you have never stopped looking to feel better, looking for cures or something that's going to make you feel better. And you've tried everything, and you've come a long way.
I don't think it's any one thing necessarily, because no sugar, salt, oil, you know, eating all plant-based, you still seem to have problems, not feel good, you know. I mean, so, but I think it's just the constant of trying different things, you know, helps you or keeps you going, or, you know, and your mind telling you
your attitude,
this is helping me, you know, so, and that's important.
Your attitude is so admirable. I'm in awe of how really positive you stay. I mean, I know, you know, I hear you complain, and of course, you know, from time to time, but really you stay overall so positive, and that's so hard to do. I mean, yeah, we were sick for 6 weeks and I was going into a major depression. So I'm just really in awe of that. That's, and you help so many other people, and I think that has actually helped you.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that helps keep you going.
It does. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Marianne Williamson said something to that effect when she was on the podcast, which you guys listened to, but she had said, if you can make a purpose out of your pain and help other people with the pain that you've experienced, then that's what we're here on this earth to do. And I was thinking, well, okay, I've done that. I mean, I want to keep doing that. And there's so many ways to do that, but it has helped me.
Well, yeah. And, totally. And you doing that helps them and helps yourself.
I know. Yeah. It really helps.
I mean,
me.
Helping others helps ourselves more than
it does.
The others,
it
I'm
does.
Sure.
You know. It really does. So everybody wanted to know, when I was young, did you know that I was going to be like a spiritual being?
not at all.
How would we know? I didn't even
know.
No,
I mean, like, okay, some kids were very, you know, spiritual kids.
Yeah, no. I mean, I never thought of it.
You guys never introduced me to spirituality. I didn't know that it
you
existed.
Were, I mean, we introduced you to Judaism.
Yeah.
And
that
was
it.
Religion, which I love. I love Judaism.
I do remember, and I keep meaning to tell you this, that one day, I can't remember, you were probably like a young teen. You'd said to me, I'm going to do something really important, really big. I know I am. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to do something really big.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, of course you are, honey.
I remember saying that because I remember thinking it.
Mm-hmm. Like you weren't, maybe it was even, you were even older and we were looking at, you know, thinking about college and what to major in, what you were going to do, because we really didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you weren't one of those people. You always liked to write, but...
Yeah, you were always a reader and a writer.
Yeah,
so when
didn't
you,
know what you know. Were wanting to, quote unquote, do for a living or whatever, mm-hmm. but you were not concerned about it because you said you knew you were going to do something big.
Yeah.
Well, when you wanted to drop out of graduate school after the first year and wanted to start this blog and, you know, do what you were doing, I thought, there's no way, you know.
We didn't even know what a blog was.
Right. No, and of course, I'm a dinosaur, so I mean, even more
beginning.
So what you were doing, but I thought, you're crazy. You can do that afterwards, you know. I remember trying to talk you out of that, and then you just grinding me to dust, you know, to the point where I thought, oh, okay, so she can always go back and finish that one year she had left. And, you know, we let you go, which was the best thing we could have ever done, you know.
Yeah, totally. But you also encouraged me to leave. That's how I remember it. When I was like thinking about leaving grad school, I remember you telling me, you should. And if you're going to pursue a business and a brand and this whole thing, then you should do that and only that.
Yeah. I mean, I probably came around to that, but in the beginning, I was not.
True.
That was not something I wanted to happen because you were doing very well in grad school, you know, and they liked what you were writing. And so I thought, well, if you're going to be a writer and, you know, write books or whatever you were going to do, be a journalist or whatever, you know.
Our generation
that was important.
You didn't jump around like that. You finished what you started.
Yeah, that makes sense. I know it was all very intuitively led because I still don't even know, like I do, but I don't know why did I even leave grad school? Why did I even leave New York? But it was all very intuitively led. And that's how I've lived my entire adult life. And
agreed.
Yeah. You both are entrepreneurs. And I think it's just in my blood.
Probably.
Well, that's good.
Tell everybody about your entrepreneurial endeavors in your life.
I had a clothing store, a women's clothing store, for many years and loved that.
Called
Flirt. And closed it, though, after I had you and you were around one, because I just felt like I was missing everything. But loved it, loved all that. And my parents were in retail, so that was kind of in my blood.
Mm-hmm.
I just got very lucky and fell into meeting the right people, you know, because I was not a good student. I wasn't, you know, flunked out of college and, you know, had to go to night school to get out of high school. So it was like, but I like construction. I used to work on jobs doing the sweep out the buildings and the cleanup and things like that. And then, you know, I met certain people and got hired at Western Building Specialties and, you know, took that company over after a period of time. And so I had a lot of good mentors and feel very fortunate, you know, along the way.
Mm-hmm. And you're a very hard worker. It's not just very, luck. You're hardest worker of all time.
I'm very persistent, you know. Mm-hmm. I'll grind you to dust.
Yes, and you do on a daily basis. Yes, and I'm kind of just like you.
Yeah.
Even Jonathan said the other day, were we watching a video of you guys? I think we must have been. And Jonathan said, you would have to really know you, like me, Jordan, you'd have to really know you really well to be able to know that you're exactly like your dad. But anybody else who doesn't know you really well would think that you're exactly like your mom. And he said, but really, when you get to know you guys, you and your dad are the same person. And your mom is a very, very, very different person than you guys.
Yeah. Your mother is a saint compared to us.
Yeah.
And we are very, very lucky to have her keep us on the path, you know?
I know.
I mean, because we can be crazy mofos, you know?
We are crazy mofos. And with human design, we're both reflectors.
Yes.
Which is very, very rare. Do you know how rare that is?
No, I don't.
It's 1% of the population. And so for there to be two reflectors in a family is just totally unheard of. And of course we are. And then you're a projector. So we are just a non-energy being family, as they would say.
That's another thing we didn't know anything about until
I know.
Yeah.
But do you relate to it now that you've learned about it?
Yeah. I mean, I still don't know a lot, but yes, I relate to.
Because you're such a projector.
What I have learned.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've always been the balance in between you two.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of you have any patience.
No.
So I've had to have all the patience.
You have no patience. I think, who has more patience, him or me?
It's really a tough one. It's pretty close. I mean,
if you had to pick one,
because there are different situations that he would get upset about that you wouldn't. And, so you probably have a touch more, but not a lot.
I was going to say, please, dear God, give me that, because I have more patience than him. I know I do.
You think you do.
What about when you said to him, when you like pretended with the credit card and going to pick up food from R&D and you're like joking with him and he immediately loses his mind?
Right. But that had that topic of anything having to do with like a computer.
True.
Would throw him where that wouldn't throw you, because obviously you're very comfortable with it, but there would be topics that would throw you just as quickly.
True. True. Okay, I want to ask you some questions that the listeners sent in.
Okay.
What are your parents' thoughts on your plant medicine journeys?
Well, I mean, we drink celery juice every day. Is that?
Well, yeah, that is plant-based medicine. And I do want to get into that you guys drink celery juice every day. But I think what she means is ayahuasca and mushrooms.
No, I mean, you know, that would not be something I would do. But, you know, I was watching 60 Minutes one night and they were talking about the professional athletes like football players and ex-boxers who took a lot of hits and concussions and things like that. And they would go to South America and do a 30-day ayahuasca treatment and how that really helped, you know, a lot of people. And the mushroom thing, they were doing a study, I think, I can't remember the college somewhere, you know, that they were looking into all of those things and how it affects the brain and how it can help and, you know, how it's turned some of these people around. So, I mean, there's some merit to it, obviously.
That definitely made us more comfortable.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, you doing it, yeah. But it would not be something I would go do.
No. Yeah. Yep.
Same.
Particularly, you know, I'm 74 years old.
I know,
you know,
but that's no reason to not do it.
No, I know, but you know, I have no reason to do it, you know.
Well, actually you do, because it would bring you so much peace when in, you know, well, I'm not here on this particular episode to convince you to do it, but you know that I would love if you guys would do it because you know, I talk about it all the time because I've journeyed with our ancestors and you need it. You do need it.
Well, I'm a person that has to be in control. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've never taken drugs in my life or anything of that nature. So not to be in control, to take something where I'm not going to be in control of my mind or body is not, you know, just not appealing to me.
I know. Yeah. The hardest times I've had with plant medicine are in those moments of releasing control, moments, hours, however long it lasts, of like releasing the control and then releasing from this reality to a different reality. So when people do it, the whole thing is to surrender and let go of that control, which is actually a really positive benefit of those medicines.
I think because I did do psychedelic drugs as a teen and in college, that I'm afraid to do it now.
Yeah.
It was scary to lose that control. Again, that's the word. And I think making a vow probably, you know, in my 20s, they'd never do something like that again. And now, yeah, I just couldn't do it. But the more we've learned about what you've done, we have gotten a little more comfortable with you doing it, even though I worry the whole time.
Yeah, that makes sense. I love that you saw that on 60 Minutes and that it brought you more, because I'm sure they talked about it from like a scientific standpoint and everything.
Yeah, no, they did. It was an interesting program.
Mm-hmm. We should all
especially
watch it.
Under, you know, knowing that you have gone and done that, you know, mm-hmm. And of course we worry about that, you know, like, geez, you know, is this something? But, you know, when they have it and have found results with people, then it, you know, makes it a little easier to digest.
Yeah. But have you noticed how it's changed me since I've done it?
No, not particularly.
Oh,
or maybe,
come on.
Well, I mean, you're more cosmic, I guess, since you've done it.
Yeah,
you
know, that's a word.
I mean, yeah. You know.
That's a good word.
Yeah, you're out there. You know.
But it's changed me so much. But it's so internal. It's just, I know.
I mean, you're constantly changing and evolving and working on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's been fun to watch, fun to observe.
Yeah. Okay, more questions. Did you ever have a rough or distant period in your relationship with Jordan?
I think probably just the teenage years, later teenage years. I mean, looking back, all seems very typical as far as my opinion. And then you had a long-term relationship that we were very worried about when you were a teenager into your early 20s that caused a little problem between us, a relationship that we were very worried about. But I think, I still feel it was all under the normal realm, nothing real serious.
Yeah, I mean, it was different for me having raised three previous children. You had no fear. I mean, you weren't afraid to talk back, and I couldn't intimidate you because you weren't afraid. And so, you know, when I would say something ridiculous, you would, you know, throw it back, and I would sit and think, yeah, that is kind of stupid what I said, you know, things of that nature. So, yeah, it was different. Missy was tough in a different way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you were tough for me. I mean, it was like, you know, I couldn't yell at you and make you do something, you know, where, you know, my other children would like snap to and run off and mm-hmm. do whatever I told them to do, you know. So it was different.
It didn't stop you from yelling at me. That's for sure.
Of course, not going to stop me.
For years, I worried about your relationship with your dad. I wasn't so worried about ours, but I was always concerned because there was a lot of fighting. Mm-hmm. And I was always in the middle trying to get you to see his side and him to see your side. And I used to think, I wonder what kind of man she's going to end up with, because she's definitely, you know, going to be affected by the volatile relationship that you had with your dad. But I'm so happy now, and for several years, it's really come a long way, and just seems like you guys have a great relationship now.
We do.
We do.
But there were years where I worried.
But we still can bump heads.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Well, you know, I've learned. This is what's been amazing about why I love knowing about human design and astrology and people's personality types and energy types, because we are the same. And you don't really need a human design chart to even tell you that. But we're so similar. That's why we always butted heads so much. That's what I think. And then I've seen, because I've journeyed into our past lives, all the lives that we've had together. And many times where you were my dad. But now I think there are other times where I was older than you. And there's just these really interesting things that we always come to teach one another. And you've definitely taught me a lot.
Well, you've taught me a lot. How to change, how to try to let go of certain things. And it's mm-hmm. hard for me, but, you know, I keep reading those books and practicing certain things. But, you know, mm-hmm. it's just so easy to revert to what is normal and comfortable for me than to change. You know, change is hard, but, you know, you got to work at it.
Yeah. So what is the biggest change you feel like you've made in your life, like more recently?
Oh, understanding that I don't have control over anything but myself. I don't have control over you or your mother or business or things that I'm doing. I mean, you know, it's just where I've lived my life controlling everything, or I've tried to control everything, and you really don't. You can't do that. And so it's taken a long time to learn, but, you know, I'm slowly getting it.
What about you?
Yeah, just like I was saying earlier, that there's a lot more out there than my little compact, safe little world. And also in the last few years, we've gone through some harder times that has made me realize that that's life, that that's how life is. Mm-hmm. It is ups and downs, maybe I was lucky for a long time and it was just up. But we've experienced some downs that have also opened my eyes.
Yeah.
Well, it helps you, you know, if you...
Helps you grow.
It helps you grow and, you know, life's all not roses, you know, so you got to go through the bumps and you got to be able to recover from the bumps. And
they say you don't learn anything during
right.
the good times.
And so you learn, you know, how to deal with those things, and which is good because you can't, you know, you can't lay in bed and pull the covers over your head. You know, you have to get up and fight.
Mm-hmm. I know. I was thinking that about you guys. Well, I think very often that I feel like nothing really hard, not nothing, but mostly nothing that hard happened in your life until all around the exact
same all hell broke
time,
loose.
Yes. Like 7 years ago or so. And it was like one thing after another, and then it was just all at the same time. And that must have been very shocking.
Well, it is. But, you know, when you look back and reflect, I would not change my life one iota, you know. I mean, I've been very fortunate and thankful for where I'm at and where I could have been, you know. So, yeah, I mean, it's all mindset, really, you know.
That's really inspiring. That's what I've hoped that you would feel for a long time, because we really have such a good life.
Such a good life. Now we're very, very fortunate.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm very
grateful.
You
have health. You have everything, you know. I mean, really.
Totally. Okay, let's see here. Somebody, because I was videoing us on our walk, Megan said, I have a new question. Why was Byron over you two on the walk? Oh, Byron. Because you were walking so far ahead of us.
Well, you guys
always walking so far ahead of us.
You guys are like snails, you know.
But I mean, you were over us.
I can't walk that slow. My body won't let me do it.
You can when you're on the treadmill.
Yeah, you walk really slow on the treadmill.
Yeah, so she thinks.
I know. Okay,
he likes to. Yeah, he definitely has a faster pace than
you. A very fast pace. Of all your kids, do you think I'm the most similar to you, or is there somebody else who's more similar?
No, I think that you and Missy are the most similar to me, you know, in, you know, your work ethic and, you know, driven, more A-type, you know, than Lisa or Christian.
They're similar to you in different ways, Lisa and Christian.
Yeah, no, I mean, they are, but, you know, if you're talking who's more similar to myself, like you asked, I would say you and Missy. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that. I do. She really is similar to you as well in so many ways. Sometimes I just watch her with her kids and stuff, and I'm like, she is you, but as a mother to them.
Yeah, and see, you were the two most difficult children.
True.
Out of the four.
That's real. Well, maybe that's a reflection of yourself.
Yeah. Well.
Because we're so similar to you. So funny. What are some of your biggest life lessons that you've learned and advice that you would give?
Life lessons. I mean, we've basically been talking about that, but be grateful for what you have. Appreciate what you have.
Yeah, enjoy every day, you know.
Enjoy
I mean it goes so fast, and you know, most of us are on that treadmill and we don't have time to look around and, you know, really see what's there, you know, until it's too late. So I mean, it's just life is so quick.
It
today.
Is sure.
Yeah, in the pace of life, and you know, the treadmill, you know, you get married, you have children, you have to work, you know, I mean, it's just a grind. And so you got to stay focused.
Yeah, that's good advice. So a lot of people wanted to know, what is your parenting style? If you could describe it.
Probably very different from each other.
That would
as be. As you might imagine.
Yes.
As you know. I'm very soft and calm, but I think at the same time, I get my point across in a calm manner.
Yeah, it's almost more terrifying when you're mad. Yeah. Way more terrifying. You get mad every day.
Right. Yeah.
I'm mad all the time. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, sometimes looking back, I'll think, oh, I wasn't firm enough. But I think I was, because I also had to balance.
Yeah, out you had to.
Your dad. And so I'm happy with the way you came out. What's your opinion on our...
Well, what, you go first, and then I will.
Yeah, I was always, you know, a yeller, a screamer, irrational at times, you know. So, yeah, I wish I had been more balanced, probably. As I've gotten older, I've gotten more balanced, you know. Mm-hmm. You soften. I mean, you parent by how you were parented, you know, to some degree. And I was 20 years old when I had my first child. So, you know, you don't know anything, you know. And so it's just a learning and growing process.
Yeah.
And depends, too, on how much stress you're under.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I would say about your parenting styles, you guys were pretty lenient in general, which was really nice for me because I got to do a lot of things. I got to try a lot of things like drinking at a very young age. Well, not because you wanted me to, but because you had to acquiesce to what I was doing. And I had kind of a lot of freedom, I think, when I was a teenager. And I'm glad because I stopped drinking alcohol by the time I was like 21-ish, which I really liked because I already got all of that out of my system because I was drinking in high school and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I think you guys were pretty lenient in certain ways. As long as I was doing well in school and being nice to people, and I think I was always doing both of those things. So,
well, we gave you balanced. We're both balanced individuals, and so we don't drink in excess. We don't.
True.
So you had a certain balance that you grew up in, and so you knew not to lose control or get out of control.
Definitely. You know. Definitely. So that was nice. I think you guys were more strict or controlling about things that you wish that you could control. Like when I was in that relationship that you mentioned. And I think you guys tried in a lot of ways to control that, which never worked for you.
No, it never did.
No, it doesn't. But yeah, we see things that you couldn't see. You know,
well, I was very young.
And so
but I definitely eventually
it wasn't
something
that anybody would have wanted for their child. And so it's hard. You know, yeah, we fought it in different ways. Mm-hmm. But that's just human nature. That's going to happen.
I know. So yeah, you guys gave me everything in my life. Amazing opportunities, incredible school that I went to, schools. Wonderful. I had wonderful. I think you guys were such good parents. And you had Nanny. So you had, mm-hmm. I had like a third parent.
Until you were 12. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We were fortunate. You know, I mean, it's fortunate that we could do that, you know.
She's the best.
But sometimes that doesn't, you know, it works against you, you know. I mean, not everybody has, you know, a lot of things like you have turn out to be driven and go out there and do it, you know. Mm-hmm. It takes the incentive away from a lot of people.
That's
so
true.
Yeah.
But it was in my blood. Like I said, I'm going to do big things and nothing was going to hold me back from doing that.
That's good. That's what we want.
I know.
I'm still waiting for that airplane.
Me too. It's coming. So
That PJ.
Now you have a son-in-law. Well, you have multiple son-in-laws, but you have a newer son-in-law, Jonathan. Do you love him?
We love him.
Of course we love him.
He's great. Mm-hmm. He's perfect for you.
Yeah.
Did you think I would end up with somebody like him?
I didn't
You're
know
very fortunate
what
you did.
I know.
We're going to end up with. But I see why you ended up with him and how ideal the situation is. Again, how you guys balance each other. And he gets you. He understands
you.
Yeah,
he does.
And not everybody
gets you.
No, not everybody gets me. That's true. I love that. Say hi.
He's the best.
I know. He's the best. He's the actual best. What's your favorite thing about Jonathan?
He would do anything in the world for you to make you happy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he would.
That's, he spends his life trying to make you happy and trying to make Dad proud of him.
What's your favorite thing about
him? Yeah, and how he takes care of you. You know, I mean, it would be difficult for some people, you know?
Yes.
I mean, how you are, and so it's very important. I'm impressed.
You know, I know, I'm impressed.
Because
he can
do
that.
Yeah.
I mean, dealing with your issues, and it's just very difficult, you know?
Yeah,
so it takes the
I
right
think so too.
Person, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm very lucky. I feel very lucky.
You are,
lucky.
Yeah.
Luckier you.
Luckier me. So what's on the horizon for you guys?
Boy, I don't know.
Well,
you know?
We'll probably sell our house in Sacramento and
someday
move to LA full time, and around the time you have a baby.
I can't wait for that day to come.
I can't believe Dad's letting me say all that.
I know. Do you agree with her?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's down the road, but yeah, I mean, that's the plan, mm-hmm. you know.
Ultimately.
Definitely.
It'll be nice when the world opens back up and we can do some other things.
I know.
Too.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to do something special for your 75th. We've been thinking about what to do.
Yeah, what is that?
Well, you're a Leo, so your birthday is in August, and I hope that by August we'll be able to go somewhere and do something special.
Yeah, it would be nice, but, you know,
mm-hmm. but we
there's
will
no
do
guarantees.
Something.
Yeah,
well, you
we'll
guys
do
are
yeah.
going to be vaccinated. So, well, you already are. And so halfway. You guys are safe. So we're going to go do something special. It'll yeah. be fun.
Well, everybody needs to get vaccinated, but, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be safe.
That's Byron's opinion. Everybody has their opinion.
Disclaimer.
Yeah. Well, the masses
everybody
anyway.
Everybody should do yeah. what they think is best for themselves.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's what we've done.
Speaking of health, though, I wanted to circle back to this, and maybe this is what I was going to say before. Celery juice and medical medium protocols. How has the celery juice impacted your life?
Boy, I can't say any specific thing.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
I mean, we do it and I know that it's doing good, but it's hard to feel it.
But you had a specific thing that you noticed, didn't you? With your colitis, wasn't it improved? Or was it something else?
So it was Zri.
No, I mean something else that celery juice helped you with. I thought celery juice helped you with something really specific. Or am I thinking of Sherry? Because Sherry...
You're thinking
of
Sherry.
Your best friend. She, what was her...
Her cholesterol or her blood pressure?
Something went significantly better
yes.
after she had celery juice in her life. And
yes. It might have been lowered the numbers of the cholesterol
yeah.
down, you know.
And then you, Daddy, you stopped eating a few different foods once we read in a plant-based book, How Not to Die, that
right.
it would be good for your particular health issues. So
yeah.
I'm proud of you for that.
Yeah, I've pretty,
it's
much,
really stuck to that
pretty
too.
Much stopped. Yeah.
No poultry, no eggs.
Yeah, no turkey, mm-hmm. no chicken, no eggs. You know.
Proud of you.
And I mean, you know, like the other day, you know, Missy went and got turkey sandwiches, and so at that point you eat them, you know, mm-hmm. or if you're going to someone's house for dinner, you know, you just try to take a small portion. But yeah, mm-hmm. on a regular basis, I do not eat them. I haven't had eggs since, you know,
since we read the book.
Yeah.
Which was when it was in January, but it feels like much longer ago.
It does.
What
yeah,
the heck?
But that was,
it feels like forever ago. Or was that before? I don't know. Whatever. It feels like it's been a long time.
Maybe it was before.
It was before.
Yeah, I think it was before.
Yeah.
Because
like
I made
November.
Chicken soup while we were
before
sick.
Before we
you
were
didn't
sick.
Eat the chicken.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That makes me feel better that it was actually.
And
that
I know
of time.
The celery juice, not to say it's not doing anything. I know I believe that it's doing something because mm-hmm. of all I've read about it. There's so many things it's good for. So I just know it is, but I can't pinpoint.
Yeah, I can't say,
a lot of people don't feel exactly
this is
what
better,
it's doing.
That's better, you know.
But you maintain it because you believe that it's working. Mm-hmm. I love that. And what's your favorite thing about each other?
Oh, well, your mother's a saint compared to me, and she's so balanced and good that you and I should be very fortunate to have her in our lives, you know.
That's true.
Thank
We're very
you, honey.
Lucky.
Yeah. You're a beautiful person.
Honey.
Hmm. What's your favorite thing about him?
No, my favorite.
She might have to think.
No, my favorite thing about you is how kind-hearted you are and generous to everyone, and that you would literally do anything for me. That's probably why I like it, and Jonathan for Jordan, because you're the same way. And I know that you would do anything for me. And it's just a comforting feeling. And I really was thankful for that when we were sick. I keep going back to that, but it made me, I mean, you were not feeling any better than I was, and you were dragging yourself making my breakfast or lunch because you knew I needed to eat. And it didn't go unnoticed. I appreciate that every day.
Thank you.
That is very, very true about both of you. Daddy really would do anything for us. Mm-hmm. And we were saying that yesterday. Somehow it came up because I was like, even the things that you say you're not going to do, I literally turn around and you're already doing it. And I'm just like, thank God.
It might take him a little while longer to get there, but he gets there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can be stubborn, but I usually come around.
That's true. And then what are your favorite things about me, your daughter?
Favorite things about you? I like the person that you are, and you know how you are with your friends and how you're helping people and what you're doing and what you believe in, you know?
So many things. But yes, helping others. You love helping others, and I love that. I'm very proud of that. But so many things. I mean, you're adventurous. You try things. You don't live in fear. You can change. You can evolve. But probably if I had to pick one thing, it would be how kind you are to others. I love that.
I love that too. About both of you. You guys are also very kind to people. I've always noticed that.
I hope so.
Well, this was very fun. I'm very happy that we did this.
It was fun.
Should I ask you some of the rapid fire questions that I ask everyone?
Oh, God.
Well, we need to look up your rising and moon signs, which is going to start driving me insane that you haven't sent me your birth info.
I have sent it to you.
But not lately.
Well,
no, I mean like not in the last many years, because we only had it when we looked up your human design. And now you need to dig up your birth certificates again when you get home.
For what? I mean,
for me to look up your rising signs, your moon signs, the rest of your astrology.
We're the rising sun. What more do you need?
You are the rising sun. Okay. So we'll go with different rapid fires. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Living down here, taking care of your baby.
Yeah, I mean, doing the same thing we do today, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Love that.
Just enjoying life and our family.
Oh, I love that. That's exactly the way it should be. Mm-hmm. What's your dream vacation?
I love any tropical vacation by a beach, on the beach.
Yeah. As long as there's an ocean, you know, a nice place to stay.
Yes.
I'm going to be happy.
We're beach people. We're such beach people.
Definitely. With friends and family around.
Yes. Bora Bora was really fun when the three of us went there.
That was so fun.
The three of us went on like a honeymoon there. We were surrounded by honeymooners.
Yeah. We did. That was beautiful.
The water was a little too warm, you know.
Really?
Yeah. I thought, remember the pool was...
It was really warm, but I didn't mind.
We
had to go into the shower if you wanted to cool down. You know?
I just remember doing handstands on rocks in the ocean with the trainer there and daddy was taking photos of us. That was really fun.
Romaine.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really nice. Shout out to him. Who is your inspiration?
My daughter.
Yeah, you.
Aw, you guys are mine. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Coffee.
No wonder coffee is my answer. If you were a color, what color would you be?
Red.
Mm-hmm. I see that.
Purple.
I see that too. So purple is the wisdom chakra. That's like the highest chakra. Red is the first chakra, the root chakra, which means you guys are very balanced in that way. Hmm. Symbolizes energy, action, confidence, courage, and change. Brings passion and strength to your relationships.
Fire and ice.
Yeah, basically. Well, you're a fire sign. You're a Leo and she's water, Cancer. So you guys are really quite balanced, which I
Amazing.
Love.
Amazing.
If you had the chance to meet anybody in the world, who would you want to meet?
Good question.
Anybody in the world?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? That's a tough one. There's so many. And I the first person to pop into my head is Oprah.
That's what Annie just said.
She did.
She was just on the podcast a few hours ago and she said Oprah.
She just popped into my head.
It's hard not to choose someone like
Oprah. Yeah, I hadn't thought about her before.
Yeah, I don't know.
Some Victoria's Secret model.
I mean,
kidding.
What about like a really successful business person?
Meghan Merkel.
Ooh, you would choose her?
Mm-hmm.
I like her.
She lives in Montecito.
I know. That's my dream. But what makes you choose her? I'm so fascinated.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. That just kind of popped in my head. He particularly lived a very interesting life.
Right.
And, you know, that would be interesting to know the story of, you know, the two of them. And
it would be interesting
to go to dinner with them and learn everything.
Yeah.
So good. What are your favorite TV shows?
Everything Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Netflix.
Mm-hmm. I think in 2020, we all, especially me and you, went through all of the shows, all the good shows on Netflix.
There's so many good ones.
I know.
But we do love Our Housewives.
Yellowstone and...
that was great. Queen's Gambit.
Yeah, that was great. But what's the other one?
Ozark.
Yeah.
Those are good series.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah.
Is Daddy watching The Sinner or no?
No.
It's so good. You would like it.
Mm-hmm. I'm a sinner enough, you know.
Yeah, you are the only sinner you need in your life. So a question for you then is, who's your favorite housewife? You can choose a couple because there's so many franchises now.
I know. Well, I have to say our new favorite, Meredith from
Salt Lake City. You guys, Meredith and my mom are the same person. I've never seen you reflected in a housewife before.
I know. I have to admit it. I see it.
Especially right now, too. You look like your hair is darker and all shorter.
Who else do I like? Some of my favorites are gone, like Vicky and Tamara and Nene and all the OGs are gone. But I just enjoy the shows.
What about Beverly Hills? Who's your favorite?
Beverly Hills. I like Kyle.
Mm-hmm. Kyle would remind me of you a little bit as well.
A little bit. How about you? Who's your fave?
Well, as I was saying on my Instagram the other day, Heather is my favorite from Salt Lake City.
She's great. Yeah.
She reposted me. It was so exciting.
So
many people sent it to me. Danielle, other people were like, oh my God, you're reposted on Heather's story.
That was cool.
So I love her. I also love Meredith from that season. I always loved Vicky as well. Vicky Gunvalson. And I love Lisa Vanderpump. I'm quite sad that Lisa Vanderpump is gone. And I've always loved the Countess, Luann, and Bethany.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who's your favorite housewife?
I don't watch the show.
But you know who they are.
But you've heard about them nonstop.
Yeah, I mean,
I wouldn't know their.
I mean, other than Bethany and probably the only one.
Denise Richards.
Yeah, she wouldn't be my favorite. You know?
I know, but I'm just saying you know who they are.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
Lisa Rinna. I love Lisa Rinna.
Oh, yeah.
Jonathan has met almost all of them and takes selfies with them.
Yes.
Everywhere. All the time. Selfie with Lisa Rinna. Selfie with Denise Richards. Selfie with Kyle. Selfie with Kim Richards.
Yeah.
He just needs to see Erica, which is his favorite.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. So many good
ones. Gotta get him on the podcast.
I know. Yeah, because my next question, which is one of my final questions, is if I could have anybody on the podcast, who would you guys choose? Like, who do you think would be a dream guest to have on this podcast?
Oh, gosh, there's so many. It would be pretty fun to go back to my Oprah answer.
Well, yeah, that's a dream.
Yeah, that's a dream.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think what I enjoyed when you had
Khalil.
Is that, yeah.
Oh, Khalil.
Khalil.
Yeah. I mean, he's the best. His
story.
Yeah, that was so interesting.
Is just remarkable. You know, that was very, very interesting to me, you know.
I love that episode.
Yeah, it'd be fun to do a follow-up after, you know, what was that, a year ago, 2 years ago?
It was like 3 years ago. Yeah. And I would love to do a follow-up. We actually had one scheduled for the summer, and then his mother passed away, unfortunately. Mm. But we talk all the time. He just moved to Austin.
Oh, he did. He's not here anymore in Malibu.
No, but he comes back a lot.
Yeah.
And he will send me the nicest messages that make my day every time. Most recently, he texted me out of the blue and said something like, if everybody in the world had your kindness and your smile and your heart, the world would be a better place.
Wow.
And I sobbed.
That was great.
I sobbed.
I bet. That's really sweet.
Because it came at just the perfect time needed something.
Yeah.
And it was just out of note. He's a very thoughtful, very wonderful person.
That's amazing.
I enjoyed his book. That book was great.
Oh, yeah. So good.
I Forgot to
very
Die.
Interesting.
Everybody needs to read.
You don't hear that story very often like that.
Living on Skid Row. And now he's so healthy. He's doing so well. He's in a wonderful relationship. Lives in Texas. And Sun Life is expanding over the place. I mean, they've expanded out of California.
That's so great. Yeah.
I know.
There's so many people who would make great guests because I think for the same reason I like the Housewives is everyone's life is really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Once you hear their story, it's like, wow, that's really interesting. I love reality TV because of that.
Yeah.
You know, who would be interesting to have on is she has the two daughters at Victoria's Secret and she has Lyme disease.
Oh, Yolanda.
Yolanda, yeah.
Oh
she's my dream. She's a dream guest. Yeah. I really would like to get Yolanda on.
She live here?
Well, she did for a long time. I don't know where she lives now, though.
They have like a farm in Pennsylvania or something.
Oh, wow. She's the best. She's my idol, for sure.
You should reach out to her.
I have tried, but I will continue. Mm. On my hardest days with Lyme, I always think about her because she says she wouldn't be alive if it weren't for her kids. And I kept thinking, I can't wait to have kids because I cannot wait to have that feeling.
Yeah.
But I stay around with this much pain from Lyme because of my parents and my husband and the rest of my family. And
you have so much to, you can never get to that place.
All your peeps.
You
know?
But it's hard. I will tell you, it is so hard. Even my medium, Nikki, she's like, are you trying to negotiate your life contract? Because she knew I was, but only in my head. But it was very subconscious.
Yeah.
You can't take it in a really sad way. It's like, that's what my soul was like. I don't know if I signed up for this.
No, you didn't do that, but you got it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you've made the best of it.
Well, yeah, you got to make the best of it.
For sure. And
take it forward.
As best
as
you could.
I know. So to end on a positive note, where can everybody find you?
Dirty Martinis and Skinny Jeans.
On Instagram. And you have a blog called Dirty Martinis and Skinny Jeans that has been hacked. So people should just find you on Instagram.
Yes.
Right?
Instagram.
And then Daddy.
You have to look under rocks to find me.
Literally. But did you know that you had an Instagram?
No, I don't.
We made you one.
You have one, though.
I have one, yeah.
It's called All Jack and No Coke.
Yeah.
Which is a nickname that your grandson made up for
you. Yeah, that's great.
Theo. Shout out to Theo. So we need to start posting on there.
Yeah, right.
No, we're going to post for you.
Okay, yeah. As long as you're doing it for me.
Exactly. Well, this was so fun. Thank you guys for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Love you guys so much.
We love you.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode with my mom and dad. I always have so much fun having them on the show. They are amazing and they're so inspiring. And I'm just so lucky to have parents that I am so close to and have influenced my life in so many ways. I love hearing their reaction to my spirituality, to my healing. And since the recording of this episode, I have to tell you guys, my dad has gone vegan, gluten-free, and alcohol-free because he's seeing my Chinese medicine doctor, and I'm so proud of him. So I know you guys will appreciate that because I believe when we recorded this episode, he was like, I'm not plant-based, but for the record, he now is, and my mom is largely plant-based. So I'm so proud of them. I also want to thank again our sponsor for today's episode, Pure Synergy. Use that code BLONDE, B-L-O-N-D-E 20, thesynergycompany.com to support that brand, which in turn supports our show. I'm so thankful for our sponsors, and I've recently made some decisions to really cut back on my work on Instagram so that I can A, heal, continue to heal, and B, so that I can work on something really exciting, which is a book. And I just am so thankful for this podcast and our sponsors for making that possible. So go support the Synergy Company. Use that code BLONDE20. And also, if you feel inspired to rate and review the show on iTunes, send me a screenshot to jordan@thebalanceblonde.com and I will thank you by sending you my free yoga ebook. Thank you guys so much for being here and for listening. And we will talk next week. We'll be back at you with a new episode, and I'm so looking forward to it. Sending you guys so much love.